This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Freeman and the Mid-Hudson News Network are reporting that State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli Tuesday, March 4th, said the Industrial Development Agency in Greene County did not comply with job reporting requirements and failed to enforce job creation goals at companies that received assistance. In a press release announcing the audits of agencies in Greene, Dutchess, and Putnam counties, DiNapoli said the Greene County Industrial Development Agency had 4 of 10 businesses that failed to meet employment goals, entered contracts in which its own board members were suspected of having conflicts of interest, and inadequately analyzed the costs and benefits of proposed arrangements with businesses. The Greene audit, covering the period of January 2011 to September 2012, did not identify the 4 businesses by name, but said collectively they fell 242 positions short of job creation goals. In response, Greene County Industrial Development Agency Counsel Paul Goldman said the audit did not take into account a change in leadership at the agency and a restructuring of its board of directors. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the general public weighed in on the question of reforming Greene County's emergency medical services on Monday, March 3rd. The meeting was the third and final public forum hosted by the Greene County Ambulance Task Force. The meeting, held at Catskill High School, drew about 40 people. Most of those present were members of the various emergency services community and elected officials from various valley towns. The task force asked attendees to offer their opinion of the current system, how the current system could be reformed, and in what form they would like to see the new system take. When talk turned to a countywide ambulance system run as a county department, Greene County Treasurer and Task Force member Peter Marcoux said that is unlikely to happen. Task Force co-chair Mark Evans said the task force has not formed any proposals yet and is gathering information and exploring all the options. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on March 4th urged federal officials to strengthen rail safety standards after recent oil train accidents along the Hudson River on both ends of the WGXC listening area. On February 25th, an Ulster County accident involved empty rail cars that had recently offloaded crude oil and occurred after the conductor missed a red signal and reversed a train through a switch. In Albany County on February 28th, a derailment at the Selkirk rail yards involved 13 train cars fully loaded with crude oil. Quote, New York State is a key corridor for the transport of high volumes of crude oil from North Dakota and Canada, which is destined for refineries in the Mid-Atlantic and New Brunswick, Canada, unquote, Cuomo said in a letter to U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox and Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson. Quote, I am not convinced that the federal regulations and oversight sufficiently protect New York's communities and natural resources from safety hazards in transporting this material. Therefore, I request that you move swiftly to strengthen regulations on tank car safety, require reporting of derailments when crude oil is involved, and increase inspections along the network in which crude oil is shipped, unquote. You can read Cuomo's full letter at newsroom.wgxc.org. Scott Wallman in Capitol, New York, reports that just as the State Department of Environmental Conservation considers expanding black bear hunting to manage the growing population, state senators passed a bill sponsored by State Senator Tom Libous by a vote of 56-4 on March 2nd that would allow for rifle hunting of bears in the southern tier. The DEC regulations may make New York, after Maine, the second state in the nation where it is legal to trap a bear. The new rules also would allow for use of dogs and bait to attract bears during hunting and increase the hunting season in the Catskills and allow for killing of females and bears younger than a year in other regions. New York has an estimated 8,000 bears, with about half in the Adirondacks, a third in the Catskills, and the rest in the central and western parts of the state. The DEC has a draft plan for bear management at dec.ny.gov, and the public comment closed on February 21st. You can read the full story in Capitol, New York. WGXC also has recent public meetings online archived. You can hear the EPA public information session in Kinderhook Monday, March 3rd, the question and answer meeting about discharges of treated water from the Dewey Lowfill landfill into Kinderhook Creek at the EPA meeting Monday, March 3rd, the full recording at WGXC.org/archives. Also, the Monday, March 3rd Caro Town Board meeting, the Caro Town Board's March 2014 meeting, the full audio is available at WGXC.org/archives. Today is Wednesday, March 5th, 2014, and there are public meetings. There's a Power Lines meeting hosted by the Stuyvesant Town Board with representatives from the Public Service Commission about the proposed power lines and eminent domain issues. That meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Stuyvesant Town Hall, 5 Stuyvesant Drive in Stuyvesant. The Ghent Planning Board also meets tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In Greene County, there are meetings for Human Services, Health, and Education Committees at 6 p.m. at the County Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. In Greenport, there's a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Greenport Town Hall. In Hudson, the Common Council Youth and Aging Committee meets at 6 p.m., and the Arts and Entertainment and Tourism Committee meets at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. In Livingston, the Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. National Weather Service in Albany predicts today there's a slight chance of snow showers today and tonight before 9 p.m. High should be near 30 today with a low around 4. Thursday, sunny with a high near 26 and a low around 10 forecast. Friday, mostly sunny again with a high near 37 and a low around 25. Saturday, a little warmer, high near 45, partly sunny, a low around 23. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.